Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Got it on a Monday and a week-long vacation break. Back from Jersey, back from Momo's, and back from everywhere in the Jackson County area is this show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, Mac Morey, Buff Festio, Dusty Leggins with you on a Monday. Thank you to all the kind techs out there. We got one earlier. I lost it, but it was super awesome, and I thought it was great the way they had worded it. Here you go. Morning, boys. Just wanted to say that last week, all the fill-in hosting was great. Bink, questionable. But what it says, but I'm so glad the gang is back together. My days are entertained and filled with life, love, and sports thanks to all of your amazing chemistry. Have a great day. Be safe and warm. That comes from Elastigirl.
Oh, Thank you, Elastigirl. Nice. So that's Rob Maloney's code name now, huh?
No, I think it's Elastahurl because he's had too much bruise.
Glad that we
can be back together.
Anybody check on Binkley? I mean, like, it's been a rough little
go Max
there,
right? He said he's blaming the refs.
I got a text on Tuesday when Binkley was hosting about him blaming the referees.
They weren't
on
great.
Tuesday?
Yes.
He was doing that on Friday. Okay.
Yeah, Tuesday. Jeez. So, no, this was Tuesday he blamed the referees. They should be full-time employees.
That's fine. That's true.
That doesn't change anything. By the way, that ref crew who did the Colts-Chiefs game was, I watched them do another game yesterday. I've never seen a referee crew in that Colts-Chiefs game look like the game was too big for them. That game looked too big for the referees in that game. They did not have a handle on that game at all.
Right. They were normal yesterday?
I don't know. I didn't really pay much attention to the referees yesterday. Yeah. I mean,
there was a tripping call in the Sunday night game that they said they couldn't. I don't know, man. Like, how do you not see a guy stick his leg out to trip the quarterback? I mean,
I think we forget it happened so fast, Mac. You should know better. Honestly, you were down on the field and you saw how fast that stuff goes. You were right there.
It's crazy,
man.
How fast it is.
It's hard to see stuff. I mean, guys are going to make mistakes, but the game can't appear to be big. Like, I felt like the Colts game got away from the officials at that point in time. There were clear makeup, like that face mask on Juwan Taylor for the touchdown.
Oh, that was
awful. Then made up for it the next play by calling Patrick Mahomes roughing the passer where there was like nothing there and whatnot. Like, I felt like that game was just too big for those officials, man. I thought they stunk, but I mean, you make mistakes, but this year it has been kind of.
We got a synopsis of Binkley's show while we were gone.
Oh, we did?
Oh,
somebody says from the 816, if you want a recap of your guys' show while you were gone, Binkley told us every single day that the Chiefs have 4 of the 5 highest viewed NFL games of all time, what every ref's full-time job was, and that they need to be full-time 4, and that he has barbecue for Thanksgiving, and oh, by the way, he got his winter beard.
That's a parlay.
I mean, we
love that, man.
We should go home love for the day, man. Because I don't know how to follow that text up. That's the greatest text we may have ever received right there. Can you just go through it again and see if you forgot anything?
Beat told us every single day the Chiefs had 4 of the 5 highest viewed NFL games of all time.
Great.
Every ref's full-time job, what it was, what it should be, and that he has barbecue for Thanksgiving, and that he also got his winter beers.
Yeah, that, I mean, that does. It checks every damn box.
Well, I don't think that.
Yeah, I mean, what did they miss?
He's good to go, man.
Love that, man.
Jeez. I love that man, too, but I mean, that is right there, everything you need to know.
I would love to set the over-under at 15.5 of MFers get dropped of him in traffic today.
I hope he's not going anywhere today.
No, stay inside.
Maybe he's out of winter beer.
Well, he'll have that delivered, dude, and he get Hy-Vee on the line.
Can't trust delivery in a day like today.
The app's working today, unlike a couple of weeks ago when we had that national outage. You remember that Amazon went down or whatever it was, and Binkley couldn't order his Hy-Vee beer?
It wasn't me. I got lots of matzah. You had mentioned something about the Chiefs and what they have shown this year, and we talked about it earlier, how they have been caught up to. Even Derek Johnson referenced that as well, that maybe there's some people that have kind of figured out their tendencies. We have seen that as now they are 6-6 and third down and longs are getting converted. That never used to happen. We're seeing all this sort of stuff happen. And I think one thing that's wild about this season is it reminds me of when Tyson met Buster Douglas, right? Like, no one knew how to stop Tyson. Tyson came in. I remember hearing stories from people in the past that would say, oh yeah, we got the Tyson fight. And by the time I got to my friend's house, it was over. I never even saw it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden here comes Buster Douglas. And I know the text lines that have come in and say, well, there was gambling involved. And he took a lay. Either way you look at it, Mike Tyson, no one stopped him. No one could stop the short impact or the uppercut. You just couldn't stop Mike Tyson. It was always a knockout, always a win. And then somebody came along.
He was
along,
violent, man.
Very. I mean, because you go back to the stories. His grandpa threw him in an alley in Brooklyn, said, we'll see you in an hour if you're alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, Merry Christmas as well coming up. But I think the thing that about Mike Tyson was is that somebody had figured out his tendencies. Somebody knew, if I can get to rounds 2 and 3 with Mike, he's going to gas out. He's going to do this. All I got to do is avoid the hook. All I got to do is avoid the uppercut. All I got to do is avoid staying close and let him get that short impact power to my face. And it was Buster Douglas that did it. And once Tyson was fatigued, Buster goes in and it's a knockout, hurt around world, right? We know about it throughout the history of sports. That, to me, is what has happened to the Chiefs. Whereas in the past, the Chiefs would always do something that you didn't expect. A 13-second game, coming back from every single game in the playoffs and not dying. No one really knew what they had. And through time, people will develop into your tendencies and know what is coming. As we saw that with Sam McDowell's tweet about Dak Prescott, 5 for 5, 97 in the first half on 3rd and 7 or longer. Like, that's something that someone has picked up on, and they know what to avoid, and they know when to exploit. And that's what's happened to the Chiefs this year. And that's why I've said for the last 3 weeks, they're not a playoff team. They are having a down year. But hey, now it's time to take all of this, if it ends sour, to come back sweeter next year and try to figure out, okay, they were picking up on this. We've reshaped and we've redone and we're going to do this now.
Well, you have to be willing to change too. And there are a lot of people in professional sports that aren't willing to change. And I know I use the analogy a lot when Mike Moustakas finally laid down a button 13 or 14 and everybody in the organization went, oh my God, Mike Moustakas has changed who he is. It's going to open up everything for this team. And they went on and they started to be successful and play team baseball and do those things that they needed to do. But it wasn't until Mike Moustakas willingly laid down a bunt, right? And opened the door. It was up to him to go ahead and do that. If this thing ends up short of the postseason this year, which I think they're trending that way, obviously, they're the 10th seed in the 7-team field, and so if they make it in, everybody's going to be like, ooh, cold take, you said they weren't going to go. With the evidence that I have now, I can't say this is a postseason team. I just can't, right? And so, but if they don't end up making it into the postseason, it really is going to be up to Andy Reid to kind of take a step back this offseason and say, all right, what did we do wrong? What could I do better as the head football coach? Because sports is a game of adjustments. Those that don't adjust get left for dead. It just happens in sports all the time. It's why all these guys come up to the major leagues and then they fail. They're not willing to adjust. They've got the ego that I can do it because I've always done it this way. Mm-hmm. But when the league catches up to you, you can't do it that way. You have to adjust. And that's why those folks that are Hall of Famers and have long careers, they're constantly adjusting in baseball to the next, to the next, to the next, before the league is adjusted to them. This league is 100% adjusted to the Kansas City Chiefs. They need to now switch things up to try to make this league adjust back to them. How do they do that? Number one, you got to get an edge rusher. Number two, you got to find a running back. Number three, you got to be willing to use that running back too. We can go get a running back, but if you're not willing to use the running back, what's the point of having the running back on your roster?
So I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but yeah, it sounds like everything you're saying starts with Veach.
No, it starts with Andy.
Because you got to go get these players, you got to draft these players, right, and change your scheme. Is it both of them then? Are they both accountable at the same level?
The organization is run by Andy Reid, and Andy Reid is the end-all be-all with this organization. Andy Reid got all the when they were winning, nobody was giving Brett Veach credit, right? It was all about, oh, look what Andy Reid's doing. Look what Andy Reid's doing from a national level.
We always remember the meme, though. Brett Veach walking on one Arrowhead Drive when there's a move. Like, it was Brett doing Brett.
Brett things, but it's Andy Reid. Andy makes these decisions. Andy's calling the plays. Brett Veach is not responsible for a team committing double-digit penalties every single game. That's on the head football coach. You got to adjust and you got to change things in that standpoint. Brett Veach is not responsible for teams converting on third and long. That's a Spags thing. You got to adjust to those things. Oh, you got both your tackles out? Brett Veach is not the guy responsible for running the football in those situations. That's Andy Reid. He's got to be able to adjust and to run the football. And Andy needs to let Brett go out and get these players and say, yeah, you know what, Brett? Go out and get a running back. We were wrong this year, you know? Go out and get us an edge rusher, defensive lineman. We were wrong this year. It takes everybody together to admit fault and then to put that plan in place. Brett can only do what Andy wants him to do and go get the players that they want him to go get and the talent that's going to fit this system. But I think this system right now probably needs a little bit of tweaking as well.
I want to hold on to this conversation, get Mac involved as well on the other side, because we'll get to Josh Klingler at 8:25. We'll continue this discussion of the Chiefs organization moving forward here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, be safe out there. Bob's got some commute times for you.
Oh, my God. This comes from Nick Vassos over at
my guy, Nicky B.
At Fox 4. Okay, so right now, southbound I-29 from 152 Highway to downtown will take you about 28 minutes to get in today.
Let's
okay,
put the local news on. We don't need good morning for
no, we really don't. Westbound I-70 from 7 Highway to downtown will take you a cool 54 minutes to get in. Mm. And then if you're coming from Olathe out in, you know, by Santa Fe on I-35 to downtown will take you 81 minutes to get in today. Ooh. So we've got some commute times going on right now. So if you're out and about today, yeah, just go home. I mean, I hate to tell you, but later. I was telling you guys last night, this reminds me of that deal like 12 years ago where it started raining right in the middle of the show. And by the time we got home, it took like 3 hours to get home because Metcalf was a mess and whatnot. And they like decided like halfway through the commute to school, the cancel school. So everybody was turning around. I mean, it was a disaster out there right now. It looks like it on TV right now. We got two fire trucks with a closed interstate up here on Fox 4. I wish I knew exactly where that was, but that looks awful. So there's a lot going on out there, man. It's just a mess right now.
Ugh.
Were we not ready for this? I felt like people have been talking about this for a good week now.
Well, we just didn't know.
I honestly wouldn't have known had you guys not texted anything about it, but you guys are my weather notifications.
Oh, so. Yeah. That's because we're old. Yeah, when you're young, you don't look at the weather.
You know how my night
the weather.
You know how my night goes.
I spared you yesterday. I was going to send you the 10-day forecast screenshot yesterday. Lord. I'm like, I'm not going to ruin Dusty's last day of break by sending the 10-day of, you know, bleh.
My night every night, man. I'm telling you. Jeopardy. 6 o'clock local news. No. Wheel of Fortune, Wheel 6:30. My fault. And then if it's a, and if there's a sporting event, that looks like the Thanksgiving traffic photo that you see from California.
That like the stock photo. Of, it's gotten quicker now. It's only 79 minutes now from Santa Fe to downtown. So it's picking up a little bit.
Oh, my. It's dissipated.
Yeah, it's really dissipated today. How many salespeople you think are rolling into this place today?
You know, to be fair, Amy, you park wherever the hell you want today.
Amy, please stay home.
Yes, please.
Why is there all this accidents? Other Amy came out today and drove. So, Amy, please be careful.
Lee Summit to Leawood is a cool 1 hour drive.
Oh, oh no.
913 said took me an hour to get from 80th and Metcalf to Lee Summit.
Oh, that's a kick in my sack twice.
Oh, God.
What is happening?
Currently sitting on 71 northbound just south of the triangle. Current commute time is 71 minutes.
Oh, that's straight in Lee Summit territory.
What do
guys?
You do at that point in time? Honest to God, if you're sitting out here right now.
I guess
now,
I'll stay the night with Junior.
Yeah. Like, what do you do?
Looks like we're spooning on the couch. Who are
do
you?
Do you just go home?
Yeah. Who are you? Same question. Who are you? Now we got Luigi on TV. Well, that went from weather to Luigi. By the way, Mac, if you want a deep cut, Santa Fe by Devoted.
Okay.
That's a song you need to listen to. I'll share it to you.
Devoted.
Guys.
Okay.
Yeah, Devoted Santa Fe. Great Sweet. Song. We were talking earlier on the other side. We'll get to Josh Cleaner here in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
No blame to Veach. According, it's Andy Reid.
Who's
drafting the players to put in the situation? Like, they brought back Nick Bolton. I don't hate that move.
Yeah, I didn't hate
that.
But
that's a move they brought back. Kareem Hunt, they brought him back.
I think we have to look at him when the moves were made. Were you happy when the moves were made? And I don't think anybody was saying, don't bring back Bolton, bring back Kareem for one more year. You did not want Bolton to come back?
Definitely I didn't want Hunt back.
Yeah,
but I wanted them to draft. I mean, Monday morning in New Orleans in that small little studio, I was like, draft a running back. Go get somebody that can be a skill set guy. I know that they're not just there to be picked off trees as like third baseman were back in the day to Ned.
Right.
But again, like somebody. And they went and got Breshard Smith, and we were excited because he was a seventh round pick that could be.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see him.
Right.
And it's like, well, then what was the point?
Right. And then they signed the kid Elijah Mitchell. Don't see him whatsoever.
Javonte Williams making $500,000 more, and he's top 10 in rushing.
Let me ask you this, and I just thought of this. This is no information. I'm just going to make up this hypothetical as we speak. Mm. What if Brett went rogue and went and got these running backs to give to Andy to make sure he uses them? And he's like, I'm not using them. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there because why would you go out and sign a $10 million running back and not even give the guy an opportunity?
The question with this team of why players don't get played and why are some guys sticking around that aren't getting to it is a question that we've had since Andy Reid's been here. It is really, really confounding. I don't understand it. We've got rookies that stick around on the bench for 2 or 3 years, don't really ever see the field. You can't blame that all on Brett Veach. You're right. But at some point, they have got to get on the same page.
They got to get on the same page. And you're right 1,000% about
that. And
that
is on Brett Veach and Andy Reid. That's on both.
It seems like there may have been a little bit of a disconnect based on the players that were acquired and the playing time that we're seeing for those players.
And I think the disconnect also with Andy and Patrick.
I think there's a disconnect there, too.
Because I think at some point, you got to be like, hey, I can do this. I know what I'm doing. It's like, your kids are going to get older. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's the way life works.
It's hard, though.
And they're like, Dad, I don't need you to tell me that. You're like, you're right. You're I don't. It but it's also going to be like, when are you going to realize that you don't? Like, when you're like, hey, remember.
You realize you know? It, but you can't help yourself.
Right.
Too.
Like today, you're going to be like, hey, don't hit your brakes. Like, just drive slow. You can do that. They're young. They're learning.
Oh, I'm picking them up after school. They're not driving.
Smart move. But when they're 30, you're not going to be like, hey, remember, just shut up, Dad.
I know. It's funny you bring that up because I think about that all the time. Like, my mother has always said she never stops worrying, and she doesn't because she hears snow in Kansas. Oh, my God, are you going to be okay? And I'm 50 almost, right? 49 in April. And so it just never stops worry. You're always there to be that parent if you do it the right way, right? I'm sure your dad worried about you every morning driving to work today.
But your input is not always necessary, if that makes sense. Your worry is 100% always there. Your input is not always necessary because time has changed. Things have evolved. Mm-hmm. Situations around them have been different. Maybe they have a husband now that's going to worry for them and get them to work and do all that sort of stuff. That's no longer your issue.
Right.
And I think you could see that when it comes to maybe Veach and Andy, and maybe it comes to Mahomes and Andy as well. But let's get to somebody that told us both to go F ourselves and Josh Klingler.
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klinger.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideliners, Josh Klinger.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter, Josh Klinger, with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Watson, yes!
More like Wiley, yeah, on a third and four out of nowhere. We are now joined with the sideline reporter for the Chiefs Radio Network, Josh Klinger. Boy, you look out your window today and go, that sucks to be those guys.
Well, hopefully you were already there before it started snowing.
I mean, for the first time in history, and you know this all too well, it always snows between the hours of like midnight and 4 a.m.,
right.
And then everybody else gets to reap the benefits of the cleared roads. Today, we walked in smelling like a rose, and everybody else has got to worry about it.
But I reminded him, Josh, of that day like 12 years ago where this happened, and it took us 3 hours to get home, too.
Yeah, just don't take 35. I think it's usually the take the side road.
Yeah, well, if we can. So we're talking about disconnect and you know, like if this team doesn't make the playoffs, who's to blame and all that kind of stuff. What happened this year, man? Why are they 6-6?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Thank you.
And then, yeah, boy, I missed that.
No, you don't.
You know, a part of me says, did you try to put the band back together one too many years? Because this is really the first time where they didn't really move on from anybody, right? So, you know, you gave contracts to people to keep the band together, and we'll see maybe long-term if that's going to be the right move or not. But then the rest of it is still baffling because it's a really talented team. I mean, this is the most talent they probably had on offense. Defensively, you know, there's only a couple things I would probably tweak in the draft, you know, that looks like this is kind of what you need to make it a little bit better. It looks like, you know, the plays they're running are typical Chiefs plays, right? There's some flair when maybe you don't always want it, but it's there, it's varied. You know, I think Danan Hughes would say that they've become a little bit predictable maybe in play calling this year or formations this year. That's made them a little bit easier to read. But other than that, you kind of wonder what the heck went wrong, because there's not a lack of fight. There's not a lack of cohesion. It's just that, you know, they're not getting bounces and they're not winning close games. And suddenly I'm in a really quiet locker room on a Thursday in Dallas where it seems as if reality has set in and they're saying, uh-oh, this may be real. This might not be a playoff season. So not sure where it all went wrong. But you know, they're not eliminated yet. I don't think they're going to play like they're, you know, eliminated, but also, you know, to ask this team to go out and win 5 in a row when it looks like they've had trouble winning, you know, back-to-back games for the most part this season looks like quite a bit of a stretch.
Kling, I'm not going to say that it's the reason, but I do think there is reason of it, which is a lot of people, we and I know you've seen it a lot, the name Eric Bieniemy, right? We understand that name. We know who that is. Is there something missing with what he did have that was kind of positive, which was a red ass on this team, somebody that can really get into people's kitchen and really try to tell them what to do when they need to do it? Because it feels like when things don't go right, it's whatever, like somebody pouts on the sideline, but there's not that guy, at least that I have noticed, that's gotten in the ass of these players when things are going bad.
Yeah, I don't know. That's hard to tell. I would say from a, you know, everybody felt like Eric Bieniemy made you accountable to run the football, right? Because he had a running back background. Well, I don't think that there are people on that offensive staff that are asking them to run the football. You know what I mean? It's not like there's no one saying, oh, well, we need a guy that comes here that says run the football. I know that's happening, but it's hard to tell otherwise because, yeah, I mean, it's a different – Andy Reid has a lot of trust in his players, right? And so he's got more of the feel of don't disappoint your dad than I'm going to yell at you. But I know that if he does – let's say bring you to the principal's office, he'll get after you. So You know, whether or not that's been happening, I don't know. Whether or not this team needs it, I mean, I don't think every team needs a yell. You know, I don't know that every team is motivated or every person is motivated by someone that yells at you. But whatever the dynamic is this year, I guess it's fair to open up the kind of the can of everything and see, you know, what went wrong, because this could be a very, very talented team that's got plenty of talent that might not be in the playoffs. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I'm watching around the NFL yesterday and I'm going, Chiefs are better than this team. You know, like, how is that team 8-3 or 8-4? You know, you're going, what's going on? Watching Denver still. I mean, I know they have a very good defense, but I'm watching Denver still and I'm going, are you kidding me? How are you not in the race with Denver? So there's going to be a lot of questions. I don't think they're to that point yet. I know everybody else is probably to that point yet. They've got 5 games to go, and they're probably thinking about how do you win that first one and try to reel off a win streak. But there's going to be some hard questions after this season, especially if they indeed are, you know, eliminated before the season is over.
So what do you think that hardest question is, though, Josh? Because as we're talking through all of this and we have these conversations, and somebody had asked me the other day, what do you think the Chiefs, why are they 6-6? I'm like, God, it's penalties, it's bad turnovers. Like, to me, it all starts with Andy Reid. It just doesn't feel like a well-coached, well-disciplined, held accountable team this year.
Yeah, I mean, penalties to me, yeah, that falls, you know, there are those games where you look and you're like, man, there were a lot of flags like 2 games ago. And you go, well, that crew is bad. Okay. Yes. This week, I mean, I'm not blaming referees at all this week. I'm like, the Chiefs defense oftentimes plays kind of handsy football. Right. And so if you're going to get pass interference against 2 big receivers because you have your hands on them, some days that's going to get called. I think the offensive ones still are the most frustrating because they have been just absolute, at times, drive killers. Or you put Patrick Mahomes in a situation where he's got to dig you out a big bridge on a 3rd down. Those are lack of discipline. And so, yeah, that I think that goes straight to, you know, maybe not holding people accountable in practice even. That you got to get stuff on your P's and Q's. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I still think, I don't know finances. I don't understand NFL finances. I will never be able to understand NFL finances, but I do worry as well. Have they overspent at some places that are going to turn around and bite them at some point? Or is it just still free money and you can just spend wherever you want? Because spending on the interior of the offensive line, is that going to bite you? Not having Trent McDuffie signed, is that going to bite you? Maybe spending at other positions where they aren't premium positions. I love Nick Bolton. I think Spags loves Nick Bolton. Is middle linebacker one you spend a lot of money on too? Are those decisions going to come back to haunt them when they need to be spending at other more dire positions down the road? We'll see.
Kling, when you look at this team at week, what is it, 14 now, what's been the biggest disappointment?
Well, I think it's not being able to put together kind of, you know, multiple wins and get on a win streak, because we've seen Andy Reid teams get on win streaks, right? So I just think that the sense of urgency did not kick in maybe fast enough. Not to say you have to panic when you're, you know, 3-4 or whatever, but I think there was always a, we'll get to it. We'll get back to it. I think there was a sense of that when they got, you know, to 5-5, like, it'll be fine. Got 6-5. Okay, we'll be fine. And then I thought it was super quiet Thursday after the game, guys. And there was like a 2 losses ago, I felt like there was a guys stick together. We got this. I thought it was just super quiet the other day. And I thought, ooh, is reality setting in? Like, are they realizing, oh, we're in a whole world of trouble now at 6-6. We can't talk our way out of this one now. So I think it maybe is. Maybe it was a sense of urgency didn't kick in soon enough, and they maybe didn't believe. They believed they were good, and they didn't believe their record, which I think I did too. Mm-hmm. I think I looked at this team and said, I know their record is this. I can't make excuses for their record, but this is a talented team. They're going to figure it out. They're going to put it together. And maybe that switch couldn't be flipped soon enough.
Yeah, I think we were all in that mindset. Record doesn't matter. They'll be fine. They're going to be able to turn this thing on. And then they never had, because it continued to be the same thing every single day. You know, turnover, penalties, drive killers, all of that kind of stuff that we have seen over the years with this team that they've been able to overcome. They're not able to overcome it right now. But also, you know, you mentioned the finances of the NFL. They spent $10 million on this Elijah Mitchell. I mean, I've done more for this team this year than he has. And why did they spend that money on him if they weren't going to use him?
I don't know if they got to camp and he wasn't, you know, I think that they play the people that are the best. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a conspiracy person that says they're burying somebody, because I think they put the pecking order out. Right.
Yep.
And they don't believe he's any better than any of the guys that have been playing. So I think it's there, but yeah, that's a miss. Christian Fulton's probably a miss as well in that regard. Maybe you didn't know Noel Williams would give you enough, or you had enough at defensive back. Cause a lot of times I think you don't have enough at defensive back. Like I'd have, again, a guy waiting while you have a guy waiting
right
at DB most years. But yeah, a couple of misses in that regard, were costly. Those, I mean, I think you have misses in free agency every once in a while, but those seem to be like, those were kind of dings that he didn't do anything to help you. Elijah Mitchell's been active, what, one game? And then deactivated the next and feels like he's not anywhere close to being able to help you. So some misses in that regard. Look, they've had some hits, too. Before the injury, Josh Simmons certainly looked like he was well on his way to being, being a guy that's going to help you and really probably help your finances, too, if you can get a cheap left tackle for 5 years. But some other spots where you're like, boy, they might have. Who knows about Jalen Moore too? Maybe you spent for Jalen Moore when you got Josh Simmons is able to play. I don't know. You're gonna need every offensive lineman though this week. So
yeah,
anybody you got on board this week is gonna need to be ready, because that thing turned bad in a hurry.
Kling, in your heart of hearts, last one for you. Who's back more likely for you next year, Chris Jones or Travis Kelce?
Chris Jones.
Okay.
You think this? I wouldn't be shocked if both of them were.
Okay.
But I think Chris Jones is back for sure. So I think Kelce's an interesting one too, because, you know, who's to say, no, don't come back. He's your leading receiver, right? So who's to say, no, don't come back. But I don't know what the finances are going to be. Were you any way, shape or form allocating for a veteran pass catcher who definitely demands a very solid salary for next season? Was that part of your planning ahead for next year? I don't know. So how do you accommodate if he does come back? That may be a bad question for the Chiefs if they were absolutely planning on him being done. But I will say Jones back, and then I will say, Kelce probably up to him, and they'll make it work if he wants to.
Yeah. Right. Well, we appreciate the time, Kling. Enjoy the warmth of the house today as you watch everybody else struggle on these roads.
Hey, we have 5 more games. Come on. Come on, who's with me? Five more.
Okay. That's Josh Klingler there for
you. Was it over with the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no, it wasn't.
That's right.
And it ain't over now. Yeah, but they have 10 penalties a game and 3 turnovers. Yeah, that's not going to cut it.
Got to do it.
He said they play the best players. We should talk about that later in the show, because I don't know if I agree with that.
Okay, well, we will then. Coming up, is there a new sheriff in town in the NFL? Bob might think so. We'll get to it on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Boys are filing in to the station. We've got Cody and we've got Gold here. We're waiting Drew Nixon.
Well, that's good that they've made it in safe and sound this morning. So,
they
again,
did say
be careful.
They did say if all goes bad for Drew, that Mac is willing to stay.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, of course.
They've got that taken care of. So
talk
that's
to
good.
You later.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, 10 o'clock. See ya. Exactly. We got weather. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. And I have a front wheel drive car, so
exactly.
I'm going home, you know.
So, 3 Lexus and I are getting out of here.
Out, baby. Out! Yes. As soon as we possibly can. Hopefully by the time we get out, everybody's to where they need to go.
Yes.
To.
Yeah, I've got things to do today.
Yeah.
Really busy.
Very busy.
I got a
day.
Loaded schedule, man. Yeah. I got a bet legally in Missouri.
Yeah.
I got a huge driveway to clear in downtown Lee Summit. Yeah, all these things, you know, man. Loaded schedule.
Very big. Probably going to watch Christmas Vacation. That came out into this day in 1989.
Wow.
We watched a little bit of that last night.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So I am older than that.
Yeah.
Movie.
You can curl up a little, but yeah, but not by much when you think about it.
About a year and a half.
Yeah, but see, I'm only like 10 years older than that movie. That movie's been out so damn long already, man. Still so good.
Yeah.
Still funny.
Now you had the ambiance of like the holiday season. You're like, oh, Home Alone's on.
Yeah, we watched a little of that over
that was
the
on last night,
break,
I think. But I can only watch that movie from start to finish. I don't want to jump in.
I'm kind of with you on that. And I like Home Alone. I love it. Like, no matter how many times I've seen it, it never gets old to me.
Watch Wizard of Oz while I was out.
Nice.
Oh, found out Glinda's actually the bad person.
Yeah, oh, she is. Yeah, we saw Wicked.
You saw Wicked Part 2?
Yeah. Nice. No. Good. Wicked on Broadway.
Yes. I saw that photo.
Yeah. Fantastic. So and I was going to text you, but it was the break, and I didn't want to bother you. Arrowhead would have been embarrassed how loud the theater was at the end of the first act.
Really?
I have never heard a theater react the way that they did at the end of the first act of Wicked. It was, I mean,
I bet
piercing.
It
was
148.4 decibels. It's pretty good. Louder than a jet engine. Bet you put a jet in that stadium.
But this place went insane.
That's awesome.
I was like, I even said to Jenny, I've never heard a theater like that before. Yeah. It was nuts.
Glinda's just like Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Kind of, sort of.
And I didn't know it because I never really dove into The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you watch The Wizard of Oz or did you watch Wicked 2?
No, I watched The Wizard of Oz.
The actual Wizard of Oz.
Interesting. Because I didn't this from,
so
okay.
I never know this line in Home Alone. I know we're getting way off topic.
But you're picking this up from The Wizard of Oz. It's pretty good. That's why I'm asking.
So I picked this up on Home Alone, watched the movie 500 times. I now know that we all know Buzz is the evil one,
right?
Right? Because when they go up the stairs real fast, did you order the pizza? No, Buzz did. So Buzz purposely only ordered one cheese pizza so that it would throw Kevin into a fit.
That's right.
Right? So yeah. We know Buzz is the bad guy. Glinda tells Dorothy, never knew this, because there's a funny Family Guy skit of Wizard of Oz,
where she goes
around and she goes, I'll miss you, Mr. Lion. I'll miss you, Mr. Tin Man. I'll miss you the most, Scarecrow. And they're like, dude, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then Glinda drops a line of, oh, you could have gone home whenever you wanted.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you do all my dirty work. I'm going to let you do all of this.
Oh, yeah.
And fill your head with lies. Screw Glinda.
Yeah, no, but that's funny that you said that after just watching the original, because after watching
those
Wicked on Broadway, I haven't
dude.
Seen the second one, but the one on Broadway, is it's all tied together.
Yeah.
It's not, you know.
Yeah, so you get that
and
second
so you do
act.
Realize
screw
that.
Screw Glinda.
Yeah, Glinda's kind of a nasty lady.
It goes deep, brother. You'd hate her if you watched Wicked. It is
that
rough.
Who Ariana plays?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And people aren't getting the movie. They're actually being the munchkins in the movie, following Ariana, still thinking she's great.
Yeah.
That would be
great. Yeah, no, she's nasty.
She's not.
Yeah,
no.
She is the bad person in all of this, and really the Wicked Witch of the West is the good person.
She knew the wizard was a fraud.
Yep.
She knew that Dorothy could go home, but she wanted all her dirty work to be done by the innocent girl from Kansas who dropped
the house. But also, too, did you like the way, and I don't know how they did it in the movie because I haven't watched the second half yet, but from the show, and this is the second time I've seen Wicked. It was my wife's, I think, second Broadway show when we first started dating, like 15 years, long time
ago,
right? So I'm kind of putting the pieces still back together from the first time, the second time. But did they do a big how the Cowardly Lion became the Cowardly Lion in the movie, or was it kind of thrown away? Because the Tin Man was a good one on Broadway. The Scarecrow ended up being pretty good on Broadway, how they became those characters. The Cowardly Lion one kind of felt like just a throwaway at the beginning. Did they do that in the movie, too?
They explain it, but I don't like the reasoning either in the movie.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid. But
he got his courage back. They put a bow on his head.
Yeah, right. Make that
make sense.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of courage to wear that.
No doubt. So I don't know. Just something I picked up on being off for the last 4 days before today. Also, what I picked up on is who's to blame?
Mm.
Dave Tobe or Sky Moore? Are we watching what Sky Moore is doing in San Francisco?
We saw it yesterday, right?
That's like the third one.
Unbelievable.
My wife's so happy because she got the Sky Moore autographed ball years ago. She's like, I told you he was going to be good. I'm like,
But I mean, again, I always advocate new face, new place. It always seems to work out. You look at the kid from, what was it, Vaughn from Chicago goes to Milwaukee, and everybody's like, wow, this guy's a stud. Is it the hitting coach in Chicago or was it new play? But like, Sky Moore has been productive, and you're looking at like what the Chiefs can't do on special teams. And it's kind of been a down year for Romijo, and there's penalties. And I do think Dave Toe will be fall guy number one. I don't know if there will be another one after that, but I do think he will be fall guy number one. I said that a couple weeks ago, but I'm watching Sky Moore do this in San Francisco, and I'm like, I watched a highlight on Red Zone. They said McCaffrey runs it in on the legs of Sky Moore. And I was like, what?
It was a great return for Sky Moore, like almost 70 yards to set him up. But again, ask yourself when the move happened. Everybody wanted Sky Moore out of here, right? No, nobody, we were done. We were done. It was time to move on. And it was. And as you're right, Dusty, new face, new place, you know, kind of new results. We see that happen in Kansas City a lot. You know, like the kid we picked up from Adam Frazier, you know, he comes in here and becomes the glue that, you know, everybody kind of needed to kind of move this thing in the right direction. Or, you know, how about the two pitchers, you know, Waka and Lugo, that were just kind of just guys, and now they're here in Kansas City and they've been doing some really great things. And so, yeah, new scenery is big. I think it's important for a lot of people to have, you know, kind of that change in new scenery and a fresh start on things. Sky Moore needed that, and we needed that kind of fresh start from Sky Moore too. There's no doubt.
Yeah, but seeing him succeed immediately in another system does bring you back to the head coach here. Sure, like, wait, why couldn't he do anything? I mean, he did not look like an NFL player here.
Right.
Because he could. The biggest thing was the fumbles and the drops and not knowing where to be at in a route.
Yeah, well, wrong place in the formations. Yep, not knowing the plays.
And that's big. I mean, if you're an offense that's kind of like the Chiefs that, you know, relies on everybody being in the right place and doing the right thing and having that reliable guy out there, and the quarterback says, you're not reliable to me, I can't utilize you, well, then you're gone. You know, that's just kind of the way that life goes. But the special teams this year, we haven't talked about it enough. I mean, you thought Trent McDuffie was bad on Thursday, and that was one of the worst individual, if not the worst individual performance I've ever seen a football player have on the field in Kansas City. Dave Tope's special teams this year have been an absolute disaster.
Not good.
Embarrassing.
I mean, you don't know how to kick off. You couldn't make extra points and field goals at the beginning of the year.
Keep putting that Cochran guy.
The Cochran guy. I mean,
get him off my team.
Jack Cochran should not be a name that I know.
No,
but you do.
And you know he's number 43.
Yeah, you know,
because there's a GD penalty by that guy in every effing game.
So we can all agree, Toes Fall Guy.
I agree. I'm there.
Okay.
I mean, if I had my way, I think there'd be a little more than just Tobe. But yeah, absolutely. I think Tobe's the start.
I look, there always is when things don't go right. You know, we're not talking about, you know, oh, I can't believe you would be having these conversations. Things don't go right in sports. There's always a fall guy. It's never the CEO. It's always somebody, you know, spec. No, I can't.
Oh, my.
I can.
Wow.
But you know what I'm saying? It's the next guy underneath, right? And would anybody be upset if they came in and they said, we're making a change at the special teams coordinator based on what we saw this year? I don't think anybody would be upset about that, right? Or if Tobe announced, I'm retiring, that's it, I'm done, and whatnot. Because this year, special teams, man, like in years past, yeah, you make a mistake, so what? You could recover from those. The common theme in all of this is this team is no longer a team that can recover from mistakes. They've become a normal NFL team that when you see those mistakes happen, you can't recover, and they end up being the death nail to you in a game. And that's what we're seeing with this football team right now. We had basically 7 or 8 years of just unbelievableness that wasn't reality, quite honestly. What we watched for 7 or 8 years was not reality. We're now back in reality, and it's like when the Wizard of Oz, to bring this thing full circle, they go back to black and white. And you're sitting there, oh, I've always loved you, I've always loved you, I've always loved you, but we're back to where we were. They got out of that reality in Oz. They're landing houses on people, they're stealing shoes, monkeys are flying all over the place, water's killing people, there's a scarecrow dancing that needed a brain. I mean, like, all of this stuff, you're like, oh my God, what's going on here? And then reality, you get back to reality, and you wake up in your bed, and there's Auntie M and Uncle Andy going, oh, what the hell are you doing here?
What
get your ass back
that?
To work. You know, and that's kind of where we are. We're at the end of the Wizard of Oz. Now, how will this continue going forward? Will they find it again and whatnot? But, you know, we're waking up in reality right now, and reality's black and white, and it's in the middle of Kansas, and, you know, you're like, eh, well, maybe they'll be there in a couple of years with the stadium. But, you know, we're waking up and going, oh, this stinks. I kind of like that, you know, faraway land where it was fun and it was in color and it was exciting and there was weird things going on. We're in normal Kansas now, guys, and Dorothy's waking up going, maybe I will go back to Oz. Maybe that, you know, that wizard was a charlatan and all, but man, it was in bright color and it was better than dealing with Annie M and Uncle Henry.
Or maybe in the offseason they'll click the heels together and say there's no place like home. They'll be back home for the next two against Houston and the Chargers, I believe, coming up with Herbert with a fractured hand and the off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Offensive line fractured for the Kansas City Chiefs. Should be interesting on Sunday night. We'll dive into what Kling had to say on the other side and get Mac's reaction to the best players playing here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.